Participation at the Left Forum has traditionally involved serious scholarship and progressive think tanks rather than grassroots activism. Entitled Dangerous Times, Global Resistance and the Decline of Empire, this year's conference allowed progressives and intellectuals to examine and debate the new manifestations of resistance to the deepening global crisis in the light of existing theories and propose new ideas. The US left has been on the defensive since the Reagan presidency and is looking for a unified response to the war on terror. A panel on Saturday discussed the Danish cartoons, which has led to furious protests in the Muslim world. Till Mette, a German cartoonist, stands for freedom of expression and is troubled with what he sees as an excessive reaction to the offensive cartoons.
There is one really extremely provocative drawing with a bomb on a turban, but the other ones are harmless, stupid. They are not what they were portrayed. And then you hear about the story that this imam traveled all over the East and he added three other drawings which are truly awful drawings. You know, a bearded man with a pig snout, and the other one is the prophet as a pedophile. And then death threats. There's a politician in India coming up with $12 million to kill one of these cartoons. And suddenly I end up defending people just because they are threatened like that.
Another panelist, Mahmoud Mamdani from the Columbia University Institute for African Studies, focused on the response in the West.
The rallying cry was freedom of speech, and yet there was very little demonstration of debate, of dissent from the cartoons. It reminded me of exceptional times. I would call them times of empire, when the right and the left tend to line up together behind a civilizing mission. The civilizing mission used to be called Christianity. But the civilizing mission over the last few hundred years is far more secular. It's to do with the export of human rights through military interventions. When we treasure freedom of speech, do we want to promote dialogue and discussion in the public sphere? Or do we want to promote posturing and slander? Are we willing to distinguish between two forms of free speech, between civility and openness on the one hand and hate speech on the other?
Eric Canepa, the co-director of this year's Left Forum, thinks that the influx of younger participants from the social forum has opened new areas of debate. He shared his perspective of a more dynamic and organic left for the future.
The left is quite fragmented, but there's remarkable work being done on the left. That's why conferences like this loom so large, because there aren't large parties in the left, so this fills some of that space.
What is your favorite panel?
Well, I like the panel that just happened. It was called Problems of the Left, Objective and Self-Made, and it was a rare opportunity for self-examination on the left.
What is the topic of the closing panel?
Well, the closing panel is usually a kind of rallying point for hope. It asks, what are concrete new strategies that could be developed or are beginning to be developed?
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.